You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's good, everybody?
I mean, the Ladigans were being called. What the heck? I'm early for once. Shouts to SKC Fan TV. See how much easier that is to say? Thank you for changing your name. It means the world to me.
I didn't mention it yesterday, but SKC Fan TV, he said his name. I was asking his name yesterday. His name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin.
He was Argentinian.
Kevin from Argentina.
Remember that dude, Kevin Lasagna from Spain? From Italy?
From Italy, yes.
Isn't it wild that the wildest name is Kevin? And that the lasagna part
I think you were confusing him with Kevin Paella.
Remember him? Oh, dude. Kevin Arroz con Pollo owes me money, bro.
All right. Already off to a hot start. Let's get some air horns in here. Why not? We got the audio going. Boom. Let's go. Yeah, the volume isn't too loud on my side, but you guys heard
it. We heard it. You got to love Christian living out his radio dreams. They'd very rarely go air horns and then hit the button. But, you know, we're getting there. We're learning, you know.
Because I don't want to shock anybody or surprise. So I don't want to startle anybody with the air horns. Sometimes people,
you yell out a trigger warning before the air horns. That's right. So any World War II vets that are watching,
a little PTSD. What is good, everybody?
Paolo Nelson said, I don't know. I didn't know this became a book club. Notice what side of the table the book is on.
Alexis is like,
ain't no one gonna get me to read no book.
Alexis, get them words away from me.
Bro, ew. I kept trying to hit play on this audio book. Turns out this is analog, dog.
Why is this book calling me stupid? Yeah.
Yo, first of all, this ain't even in English. It's upside down?
All right, cool. We're excited to be here. Yeah, there's a book on the table. I'll mention it in just a moment. A couple of Kevin Foy saying
Tati. Kevin Foy, that Argentinian said, yeah.
I'm going to just assume everybody who's named Kevin is from Argentina.
Oh, yes, Kevin. Chris, what's up, booligans? Let's go. Only book Alexis is reading is full of pictures of pizza. I do have that book, by the way.
A pizza book?
It's called The Big Book of Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I'm in it.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. I helped. I led them around to a couple different. Actually, I'm not in it. I've referenced in it. I led them around on a pizza tour. Helped them.
Your actual name is not in it, but you're referenced?
No, yeah, I'm referenced in it.
Meaning, how are you referenced? As what guy? What kind of person?
I'm referenced as my pizza guy.
My pizza guy.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, it's a shame they didn't really give
you. What happened? They did it before the blue check on Instagram. You know what I mean? Because now your boy Verify, you better say my name. Say it with your chest.
He ain't a public figure. Bigger.
Also, you can call me that. My pizza guy, just put it in between my first and last name and in quotes. Pele illiterate. I can read. I just choose not to. I read.
Do you remember the last book you read?
Yeah. It's I'm Dying Up Here by that.
The it's like a about the.
They ended up turning it into a series.
Yeah, about comedy in L.A., right?
Yeah, the comedian strike.
Right.
By the way, there's one of the owners of this comedy club is in the room right now. And we're talking about a comedian strike, which rumor is might be happening again.
Look, that's the last thing he wants to hear, man.
We're going to be ushered right out of here. He said we'll get scabs. That's right. Improv people will do stand-up. Alexis Barreros, Bisa Bexper. Says Justin Freeberg. Are we talking? What are we talking about today? My interest has PK'd. Hey, come on now.
Yes, if you haven't seen, we talked about it yesterday. So about Shakira and PK, we have a YouTube clip up as well. Go watch that if you want to just get right to it.
Crazy. Also, you know what I heard? I heard from one of my many insiders that one of our friends, who's not a bad looking lady, was not a comedy club, a nightclub, and someone walked up to her and started flirting with her. Turns out. Was Gio De Santos.
Okay.
Huh? In New York?
Good for
partying?
Her. Good for her.
No, good for him. The kid's out partying a little bit. He walked up to her and said, hey, you know my pizza guy? She goes, actually, I do. I'm going to text him right after.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But he was impressed that she knew who he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, you know, a lot of players in who obviously play in the U.S. I mean, if he's in Mexico and, you know, he's not going to be impressed with somebody knowing
who
he is.
No, of course. So. He's going to be impressed someone doesn't know who he is.
But look, I'm happy for him. I don't know why you gotta you know, throw his business out there
I didn't throw his business out there. I said my guy was at a nightclub. I didn't say any of the things that might have happened. He's allowed to go to a nightclub. He's a human.
He is.
But he's in New York. I thought that was impressive.
They're so impressive.
Right? These hot weather players coming to New York.
So,
yeah. Was he here to maybe sign a contract? And that would be impressive.
Okay.
You know what? You want to hear even some crazier? As I'm being told this, I'm watching a game. I forgot what game I was watching in Spanish. It might have been the USA versus Uruguay. The announcer, 2 seconds later, goes, by the way, I'm hearing Gio Dos Santos is probably going back to Club America.
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, is he here, man? Is he going to walk through my door right now?
I did want to mention real quick that the book that you just mentioned, I'm dying up here.
Gio trying to get his dork borked.
That book, I'm dying up here, is actually very, very good. And you should read it if you have not. If you want to learn about...
The guy's last name is crazy, right?
William... Nodelsetter.
Buddy, get a stage name, will you? He was one of the guys in the strike. He was one of the comics back in the day.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great, great book about the history.
I'm going to counter that by saying if you're into stand-up comedy, it's a great book. If not, you're going to be wildly bored by the decision for a bunch of comedians to move from New York to L.A. to follow Johnny Carson.
Okay, but I want to make sure we give a shout-out to the Stan Comedy
Gymnastics
Club.
Gymnastics said, is this live? Like now?
Yes.
Yeah, baby. We live right now, son.
Shout out to the Stan Comedy Club and Restaurant. We out here. Thank you again for hosting us. We're here every Tuesday.
That's right.
1 p.m. Eastern time, live on YouTube. If you want to go see a comedy show or get seriously some of the best food in
incredible.
The city.
Incredible. This is the best food in a comedy club by far.
Without a doubt.
Might even be in the country. Can you think of another one that has good food? Not even better food, just good food.
Right. No, I mean, like most of the chains, the comedy club chains, they really phone it in when it comes to. I mean, with all due respect, I mean the clubs are fun, but as far as food, they don't really.
Yeah. No, we did an 8-city tour. A lot of them were funny bones.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well, don't call anybody out by name. We want to work it.
I think if you bomb at the open mic, you get to cook the food at the during the show.
You get a promotion, sir.
Buddy, you got a job. You're clearly not built for stand-up. Have you ever thought about cooking? No. Then you qualify. Because, wow.
You know what? I just see you on stage, and I'm like, this guy would look good in an apron.
Damn. By the way, I wore my very expensive Germany throwback kit. I didn't have time to go home and change. So I wore that to the dinner. My buddies from Montreal, they did a pop-up here in New York. Got to go. It was amazing. Shouts to everyone at LNS. Shouts to everyone at Ops for doing that. Turns out there's going to be another one happening in Montreal. They're doing a reverse pop-up. The restaurant that popped up here that was the poppy is now going to go be the popper over in Montreal. So we're going to go up. We're going to go up for that. Also happens to be our anniversary. That'll be dope. Anyway, I haven't seen my homie who bakes pizza there in 3 years. Remember my plan to hand him food over the border during the first lockdown?
Yes, I do recall this.
So I called multiple border crossings, and each of them were like, do not do this here. The best was I said to the lady, I go, all right, so here's what's going to happen. There's a restaurant in Montreal, and I'm getting food from a restaurant here, and then I'm going to hand them shirts and food, and he's going to hand me food, but over the border. We're not crossing the border because you weren't allowed to cross the border.
Just a sandwich exchange.
And the lady was like, how many t-shirts? And I was like, I don't know, 2 or 3. She goes, 1,000? I go, no, what do you think this is? You think I'm handing? No, I'm handing a bag with t-shirts. And she goes, and you're going to get a bag back. And I go, uh-huh, with sandwiches in it. And she goes, we're going to have to look through all those sandwiches to make sure there's no drugs in them. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, and you probably won't get it back for a couple of hours. And I'm like, why? She goes, because we have to log everything. And I was like, what? No, it's just sandwiches. What if he hands me an open sandwich? She goes, you're not allowed to hand sandwiches over
sir,
the border.
Sir, did you check that tomato? I got to check. It's going in the records.
She goes, you're not allowed to hand sandwiches over the border. I'm like, that's not in the Constitution. I was like, come on. So everyone said no, except I put this online. I put this on Twitter. I said, yo, does anyone know how I can get a sandwich across the border? And people were like, mail it. And I go, no, I want to hand it. Is there an area on the Canada-U.S. border? And then someone reached out and said, okay, I know this from history class. There's a library that was built on the border between Vermont and Quebec. When you walk in the USA side, if you walk out the back door, you're in Canada. During the draft, during the Vietnam War, tons of Americans went to Vermont and walked into that library and walked out in Canada and never came back. And that's how they escaped the draft. And I was like, that's perfect.
It sounds a lot more ominous when you're like, they walked into this library and they never came back.
Bam, bam. Hey, what's the sound of that wood chipper? Just keep going.
Don't worry about it.
Make a left, buddy.
We do things a little different here in Canada.
Sandwiches is code for cocaine, clearly, says Nestor. Apparently, what do you work for, the Border Patrol, Nestor? Christian is like, your food's bad, but please book me for comedy clubs.
That's about the booking request email I sent.
Yo, your food trash, but I don't eat anyway. So a nice Cobra said, Cooligan, sandwich smugglers. He also said, have Jake Lesnar's free kick them over the border. We could cross now. We're good.
No, that.
Where were you?
He's going to kick it to Nova Scotia. Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah. Too far. This is the plot for the new Scarface. So Justin Freeberg.
I want to give a shout out to Justin Freeberg because in the middle of the show yesterday, after we were done filming, mm-hmm. Justin Freeberg also sent me a wedding gift for the,
you guys are making me look bad for not giving him a wedding gift.
You're too kind, folks. I mean, the Cooligan fans are just unbelievable.
Let's
man.
Talk about what are the rules. I have now been given responsibilities at this wedding.
Yes, yes.
When I previously have shunned them away. Does that mean I could give less of a gift now that I'm presenting something at this?
I said yes, sir. Yeah, I don't expect anything. Just
is that true?
What?
You don't expect anything?
I don't expect anything. What, am I going to get mad at you? Don't get me something?
I got to get you something, right? They say the minimum is to pay for a plate of food. You got to pay for your plate of food. And
yes.
I have to. I also have to pay, or my wife and I have to pay for our plates of food. That's the minimum, right? Mm. If you were going to a wedding at the place your wedding is booked at, how much would you give if it was my wedding? Let's say the roles were reversed.
I mean, I know the actual number, but
No. Like, what would you give as a gift? I'm not asking.
For every wedding I go to, generally, I like no less than like $150, $200.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay. You just saved me a lot of money. Great. Great. We're good.
You know, depending on how fancy.
Alexis is the flower girl, says Joe. You think I won't? I'm just dropping sandwich pieces on the floor. No problem, Christian. Happy to give the gift. Aw, that's so cool.
Very kind. Thank you so much.
We have the greatest.
Seriously.
In the world.
Seriously.
And by the way, there's at no point did Christian ask anyone for a Christmas gift, whether it's me
Why would I ask for a Christmas gift? That'd be very odd. It's a
wedding gift.
We're in the middle of the summer.
By the way, he is constantly asking for Christmas gifts. No, he hasn't asked
anyone.
I'm like,
I don't care what religion you are. You best get me a Christmas gift.
Hey, yo, Muslim dude. Get it wrapped.
There better be a tree in your house.
Wait, Andrew Johnson, is that low or high?
I assume it's low.
That's low.
Yeah.
That's a low number.
That's why I said that's the minimum.
Taylor Ham gift cards. I'm just flunk. They're sticking to the wall. Just wet pieces of Taylor Ham.
I wish I had, a ton of money to give. I wish in general, but usually I give about $150, $200. That's usually.
Yeah. That's about right.
And that's per person. To arrive.
Just
a couple.
Someone. By the way, someone at our wedding, which granted was at this point, couple weeks ago. It was a long time ago. Someone gave me, this is a family member who brought three children to the wedding. Everyone ate. Everyone had their own plate of food. $74.
With three children.
hooked a hard left before the five. 74. A check for seven. She could have written a five. $74.
Dude, you didn't want to hit that overdraft fee. It's wild, bro.
I wish we would have opened those envelopes first, because I would have walked over and grabbed the plate of food away from her. The kids can eat, ma'am. You can't. She didn't even hit $25 a head per child.
Ben Skolnick said, over under how many cases of Soylent Alexis will gift?
About $250 per person worth. Pele shitty gift. What was your worst wedding experience? Do you have a bad wedding? Do you have something where you're like, we are not doing this at your wedding? Is there something you're like vehemently against?
Country music? Probably. Yeah, I went to a wedding like on a farm, and they played country music, and I'm like, yeah.
This really doesn't
survive. This was like in like Massachusetts. So I'm like, it didn't really make that much sense.
This ain't country.
You can't be doing this. Yeah. All right.
Everyone here drives a damn Beamer, bro. This ain't no country.
So that was probably that's probably my worst experience.
I think country music ruins the vibe wherever you are.
Sure. Sure.
Doesn't matter. Is there a mechanical bull there? I don't care.
we're elitists in New York right now. Yeah. I get it. There's people from around the country.
We don't listen to your little flyover music. I apologize.
Okay. Just like now the viewership drops by half.
Trish Murphy said one of my husband's friends came uninvited and didn't give a gift.
Imagine that.
My father did that.
Your father did that.
My father showed up uninvited and said he forgot the gift in the hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I'm surprised.
But also, we were all like, stop lying. You don't need to lie. We know you ain't got no gift, hug.
Wow. That's surprising that I didn't think your father would go to your wedding.
He showed up without telling anyone. I think my sister might have told him.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's
a snitch, bro.
He surprised show ups and surprise leaves.
By the way, the guy's full of surprises.
All right. We've been going for a while. Hello, everyone. This is the Cooligans. My name is Christian.
Kids are getting married. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Yeah, I'm getting married.
This is your last episode before you become a man.
Become a man, yes. I will grow into adulthood this weekend. And then I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Italy on my honeymoon.
How incredible is that?
It's so incredible.
Are you ready to carbo load, dude? You're going to be eating pasta and bread and pasta and bread.
I mean, look, it's going to be two of yous when I get back.
It's going to be the Alexis and Fat Christian show. Dude, I can see you with a little tubby belly because you'd be skinny fat. That's the annoying part. Sure. Every part of you would be skinny except your belly.
Yeah, that's kind of how my dad is.
And your face. Your face probably gets a little bit fatter.
Okay, well, let's not break down on my flaws. Please, in the chat, talk about what I would look like if I was fat.
Yeah. Also, what country music should I request at his wedding? Chris, by the way, hit the like button if you're just watching. We will start talking about football / soccer.
Justin Freeberg said, Christian's having a bar mitzvah this weekend. You know what? So, interestingly enough, my fiance is Jewish, so we are going to be doing some Jewish traditional things at the wedding. So it should be...
Oh, okay. You doing the stepping on the glass?
I don't think we're doing that. They carry the people on the chairs.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't know who you're inviting to. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but whatever. Hey,
you're bringing your exes. Wow.
My father's going to your wedding. By the way, someone goes, Maradona went to your wedding. Shouts to Nestor, dude.
So it should be.
Say Tali said, is this the bachelor party episode? You know, I tried. I tried to find a go-go dancer, because obviously we can't strip naked, to come here. I tried to find this.
The owner of the club is like, bro.
He smacks the camera down. He pulls the plug on the internet. I would never invite a naked woman or a woman to strip without telling you, obviously. But I thought about getting a bikini dancer to grind up on you on this episode. And I was told by my wife that would apparently cause a problem with your wedding if I were to do that. Because there's proof of it and it's on the internet and live.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, the chairlift. By the way, when it's time to do the chairlift, I am running to Christian's chair. There's no chance. This dude weighs 35 pounds. I got this.
I'm excited about all of that. Okay. I do also, before we start
Chris
talking
Matassa
about...
Chris Matassa said Christian would start getting the fat clown gauntlet. I could use a little bit of someone to handle and just take a percentage of this off my back.
There is a book on the table right now, and I want to give a shout out to Brianna Scurry. Obviously,
is it ripped?
It ripped a little bit.
You ripped it?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe when I was opening the package, or it may have been already like that. I do not know. But she sent us her book. She has a new what do you call that? Memoir, autobiography.
Yeah, I think it's more of an autobiography.
And she autographed
My Greatest Save, which is really cool. Oh, that's right, it's autographed.
It is autographed, and I want to read. This is really cool. I mean, look, we interviewed her a couple months ago.
Yeah, at this point, almost a year ago.
Yeah, right.
There's a card.
There's a card. I don't know what's in the card yet.
Is it your wedding gift? Is it your Christmas gift?
Thank you, Brianna. It says, "The Cooligans, thank you so much for your adventures and passion of soccer. It's fun to follow you guys. Keep it up. All the best. Brianna Scurry, USA number one."
Insane.
So super, super cool. We did.
Legends only, baby.
Yeah, this is how we do, bro. I mean, the fact that we have a 99er goalkeeper that, you know, won the World Cup for the U.S. Women's National Team, just a legendary team, and she's sending us her book and autographed. Should we look in the card?
Yeah, let's open it up.
Okay, go for it.
I'll do this because Christian already loves ripping stuff. He ripped the front. Someone said, Dennis Higgins says, Christian treats books like they're stolen. The Cooligans. I love the passion for the beautiful game. I hope you guys love my book. If so, please feel free to share it with the world. I wrote it so that those who read it are inspired and blaze their own trail. Seems like you guys are well underway. All the best, Brianna. Brianna, how incredible is that?
This is so, I mean, I could cry, man. This is so, so cool to get stuff like this. And I always say this, like, we wouldn't get to have moments like this without, you know, all the people listening and watching our show and for all the support.
Anyone who's ever changed someone's name to a B in the chat, this happens because of
we appreciate your commitment because it is literally changing our lives. So now, super, super cool. Go pick up Brianna Scurry's book, My Greatest Save. It is available now. My Greatest Save, The Brave Barrier-Breaking Journey of a World Champion Goalkeeper. And
someone said, who let Alexis read? Dennis Higgins goes, how many 99ers have you guys had on? Michelle Akers.
Julie Foudy. Scurry.
Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm, yeah. We spoke to Mia Hamm. Anybody else?
I think that's it. We've asked a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of rejections. You know how it is.
If Alexis read the letter, does that mean Christian reads the book for us? We should have Christian story time, dude. From the honeymoon. I mean, I can't imagine what else you'd be doing.
Okay. That's a cool Patreon feature. I will.
Can you let us know when you lose your virginity on the honeymoon, dude?
Sure, bro. You know I'm live streaming it.
You thought the go-go dancer was a bad idea.
Y'all will be with me, okay? Put it in the chat. What should I do next?
You said instead of finished, you got to say I'm blinished.
You know?
Did you blum?
I'm just asking everybody in the chat, yo, like, when does the...
What's the next move I should do?
When does the crying stop? Because I don't really know what's going on.
Also, is it cool if I finish before she gets in the room?
I seem to be making her super sad. Why, I'm also crying as well. It's really not turning her on.
So it's not the belly button is what I'm now feeling here.
All right. So thank you, everybody. Again, thank you to Brianna Scurry for the book. Let's talk. This is Shouts to U.S. Let's start talking about some American soccer. MLS, there's an international break. We didn't have many MLS games. We had, obviously, NWSL was going on. I would say the first thing that comes to mind right now, at least to talk about, Katarina Macario, U.S. Women's National Team player. Obviously, injured. Plays for Lyon. ACL injury, she had posted about it on Instagram. the other day. So really, really bad timing. Obviously, the World Cup.
The timing isn't the injury is bad. The injury is bad. Unfortunate.
That's why I said the injury is bad. And then the timing of it is also bad because the World Cup.
It's unfortunate. I hate to say, like, you should have gotten injured on another day.
The World Cup is obviously next summer. And hopefully she could be ready for it. I assume she has probably more than 12 months for it. So hopefully she'll be back and ready to play. Okay. The Juan Vargas said Brianna Blurry. just ridiculous. If people are new here, there's you got to get the backstory about why people are doing this in the chat.
You are.
There's a couple episodes to go.
Also, I want you to know there's something cool that Christian and I are doing, which we'll reveal. This isn't what the big reveal is that I posted on my social media, but there's something cool that we're doing that you guys will get a chance to decide what you like more, the one that Christian made or the one that I made. But some of the stuff from the chat, without me asking, has made its way into that, and it's really fucking hilarious is all I have to say. I can't say too much, but when you find out, it's so dope.
Got it. Okay.
Trish Murphy said y'all you all know anything about the Orlando
Pride? Say it the way you wouldn't say y'all.
Say y'all as well. We say y'all up here, but we have a different, we don't draw it all out.
Let's start there. Orlando Pride.
I want to give that its own it's important. But let's talk about you were talking about an injury. Actually, yeah, we were just talking about a women's soccer player. So yeah, let's talk about the Orlando Pride. I'm all over the place because I googled something different to talk about.
The Orlando, this we just saw this a couple hours ago.
So yesterday news broke that the coach and an assistant were being placed on
administrative leave.
Right.
Orlando Pride's head coach Amanda Cromwell and assistant coach Sam Green. So the reason being is says pending the conclusion of an investigation into alleged retaliation. So the NWSL PA,
retaliation, by the way, good song by 22Gs. That's not probably what they're talking about.
Okay,
it's about
22Gs
shooting back at someone who shot at you, which I don't think happened here, because I feel like more of an investigation.
Right. Okay. So no. So it's not about 22G. It is about the fact that we don't know any more than this, but the NWSLPA did put out a statement as well. So this seems to be after the NWSL collective bargaining agreement, now a lot of things are in place as far as policies and really how to treat players and that it did not exist before. It was literally just Wild West, like do whatever you want. There was nothing in place to hold coaching staffs accountable on how they treated their players, at least not in real detail.
Do we know retaliation for what?
We don't know what for.
But remember we saying it was kind of weird that like Orlando Pride just got rid of all their big name players.
Right, right.
Remember we were like, damn, they're just getting rid of everything.
Yeah,
it was like a fire sale.
Alex Morgan, Ali Riley,
Krieger,
Harrison Harris.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anything. So this coaching staff is also new from this season. So
they done already.
So, but the interesting thing here, and I had seen the tweet from Meg Linehan, and it's interesting actually. The people asking about this, her fans asking about like kind of
who's
about
fans?
More detail. Meg Linehan,
okay,
just fans, right? Yeah, do journalists course. Have
we're
fans?
We're her fans.
We're fans of Meg. But she, there's like good questions about. People are generally shocked, like, why is this happening so much? It seems like every month or two we're hearing about another coach who's like kind of either being inappropriate or doing something.
In NWSL.
Right. And I think we're in the middle of that, like, that reckoning, that wave of like,
all these rules have been put in place. So now they're looking back and saying, yo, did anyone break these rules? And it turns out a lot of people did.
Yeah. So, and obviously, the Paul Riley situation, like retaliation is a huge factor, right? Because the players, they feel like if they've been wronged or if they say something or they speak out of turn or whatever.
If they disagree with anything major, we're talking
about. Then basically you're not playing again.
Right.
Or your minutes are limited.
Their careers teeter because there's only so many spots in NWSL, and there's only so many spots where you can make a full livable wage. So,
right.
You know, to be knocked down is a big deal for your career. Elo Stacks, by the way, said, Alexis, if you need another Dominican Everton fan for the show, hit me. There's literally only two of us on the planet. Just the Elo Stacks, by the way. Who people didn't believe was real because he did that video with Troops. Where during an Arsenal Everton match,
right, he couldn't. They couldn't believe it was an American Everton fan.
No, they couldn't. They didn't think he was actually an Everton fan.
Right.
They said Troops just found an American to wear an Everton shirt, and I'm like, not only is he an American Everton fan, he's also Cuban and Dominican.
Elo Stacks is an industry plant.
He's also a rapper. I mean, there's a lot going on with this guy. You know,
there was a video he did this season that was so funny. I mean, he is also. We're always going back and forth on Twitter. But there was one of the Everton matches where they just completely like shit the bed.
And pick whichever one you want.
quite a few. But he did a video where he was like, "Yo, I'm so tired of waking up. I'm watching Everton, and they just ruined my day. I'm done. I'm not watching them anymore. I'm throwing out my TV." And he literally, I'm assuming the TV, it may have been functional, may have been already broken, could have been old, but it literally him walking out of his apartment and throwing a big ass television into like a dump truck. He was absolutely over it.
Shouts to Elo Stacks. He has a GoFundMe that he's going to put in there to buy himself a new TV. So make sure you do that. Thank you, Dupesburg, for telling people to hit the like button. Please hit the like button if you're watching. Look, shouts to NWSL for, at the very least, doing the investigation and not just being like, hey, we didn't find nothing, which seems to happen with a lot of football investigations.
The interesting thing here is that, and I was saying that in the back and forth that Meg was having with some people on Twitter, was that I think one of the interesting things about the policy now and in this CBA is that we know exactly what is the reason for the investigation. We know that it's about retaliation. So
we don't know what the retaliation.
We don't know. And we probably won't ever find out who it is and what was the reason, because in reality, if a player wants the ability to speak out, you don't want to say their name because then they will be, again, more criticized and ostracized by pretty much everybody. So we may never know who it actually is, but it does.
Also, thank God Latinos don't run the NWSL because everything would just be un revolu. You can't categorize every investigation.
Look, anytime this news pops up is disappointing, but like the positive thing here is that there are now like rules in place to, you know, so that players don't have to like suffer for years under a coach.
At the very least, if you'd be like, yo, I said something and now all of a sudden I'm not playing anymore, it can't be like, well, you got to work harder in training.
Right.
Now they'd be like, all right, we'll look into it.
There's a transparency that is nice to see. So we don't have to deal with the same kind of atrocities over and over. So
insert Cardi B GIF. What was the reason?
What was the reason?
So weird how common this is becoming in women's football. Yeah, it's been pretty nuts. But you know what? I do like the fact that there's also a lot more eyes being put on the women's game, both here and abroad.
But you know,
we've
heard
some pretty horror stories about some of the game abroad.
It's an interesting thing, just saying that, like, you know, about women's soccer, because I would argue that this is probably more commonplace in men's.
Well, first of all sports.
Yeah, it is. I think NWS.
You know what? Go tell your boss right now that you thought they were being a dick at the last meeting. Let's see how fast you don't get the hot sales leads.
Well, there's an interesting thing, because I think the especially for in men's sports, and this is why I think NWSL is like taking the charge and leading the charge in just kind of like workplace, you know, etiquette and respect and respecting your like you know your employees or whatever.
Right.
I think in men's sports, it's like, shut up, don't complain. You get paid this much. You have no right to say anything. You just got to be toughen up or whatever. Right. And I think at the very least in NWSL, which is the context is different because they're not getting millions of dollars, right? So it's like, how much abuse should they take for when they could probably get you know, go work at a bank and make a little bit more money. You know what I mean? Like, there should be an appreciation for what they do that doesn't cross some line. Because you can't ever say, like, well, you make all this money. Like, right. Why should I take this abuse?
Not that if you have a lot of money, you should be taking abuse either. If you're making a lot of money.
I mean, some people make a lot of money.
If you have a lot of money, some people pay for it.
Yeah, they really. Yeah. They're like, that's a good.
In fact, a few of our fans distribute that abuse for pay. And shouts to them as well. You're doing a good job, you know, okay. I suppose, you know, you can pay your rent. SKC fan, it's not more common now. It's being brought to light more now. This is a good thing. And a nice Cobra said, props to those players for standing up for themselves. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about MLS because this is what the thumbnail is. Seems like some moves are happening right now. Adam Buksa, Polish international.
Yep.
Played with the New England Revolution, was just sold to RC Lens or Long.
All right, man. I'm not gonna.
By the way,
fact
took
check.
A real stab in the dark there.
Anybody? We got any French people in the chat?
I dare you to tell me I'm wrong. And I believe it's Lons.
That Jersey French accent that we all love.
Is it Lons? Because there's no E after the S, so I don't think you pronounce the S. Anyway, 10 million. 10 million American. So what, 9.5 million euros?
Okay. Yeah, no. I when I saw this, I was a bit surprised because
10 million.
The Revs kind of.
How long was he on the Revs for?
2.5 years.
I was gonna say 3 years.
He's a player I think might have been like to MLS the Revs fans. I think they appreciated him, but I think in MLS, I think he was a little bit underappreciated. The Duke of Ball. He got a,
nah. He's a baller. Yeah. Why would you say he's underappreciated?
I just don't think his name comes up in conversations as far as like top strikers in the league. It just didn't
came up in one conversation with the front office of RC Long.
So I wonder how much of it. Is he wanted to leave
for 10 million? That got nothing to do with him wanting to
leave. Right. Like,
because if he said I want to leave, that ain't 10 million.
Yeah,
10 million is, and I think this is the point where we're at now. MLS, as much as we love these clubs, it's now a showpiece. It's now like a showcase for players for Europe.
Right.
It's pretty much what it is, right? The same way.
I mean, it's not exactly that, but.
I literally just said that's what it is. And I'm just quoting from the RC Long book. No, I think it's become one of those things of, you know, you want to bring in players. Look, Garber said, I'm a selling league. We're a selling league.
Right.
You know, this is what they're chasing after. This is what they hope to be seen as. I think they think this is a step in the right direction. There is a little bit of fear if you look at the way, like, you know, the Eredivisie is or, you know, some of these other smaller leagues. They never really got out of the selling league. I mean, even the best, like the Ajax, you know, the best club in the Netherlands, they're still a selling team. You know what I mean? Like, you never really leave that, you know?
Sure. Look, whether the ultimate goal is for MLS is obviously just to compete with the other sports in the country. And if you can make some money while you're trying to do that, I think that's obviously like the best move. But the Revs, they're doing good business. I want to highlight this.
Nah, man, they're doing good business.
Business. Okay. I want to highlight.
Bigness? That's what you're going to be when you come back from your pasta theme, losing your virginity while crying.
Sam Stasko tweeted about Tayshaun Buchanan going to Bruges for reporting.
Seven milli.
Matt Turner going to Arsenal.
Another 7 milli per sources.
And Adam Buksa going to Lens for 10. Million. So this is 24. That's, it says 24 million transfer fees on three players in the last year for the Revs.
I love this last sentence.
Pretty unimaginable during the doldrums of the 2016 through mid-2019.
That just happened. 2019 is like right
well,
over
Bruce
there.
Arena came in and said like, yo, we're fixing this place up.
Dude, what was Brad Friedel? The doldrums. Nick Red said, Nork French. Look, there's some people, okay? Steal My Sunshine's RC Long. Leeds growing some balls. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to talk about Leeds, which is the next one. Pull up the tweet from Tom Tobert.
Tom Tobert?
Bobert? What's his name? What's my guy's name again? Tobert.
I think,
bro, my brain is not exactly working.
Now you're doing the reverse of removing the B's from people's actual names.
He ain't earned it yet. You Tom Goger.
Tom Goger?
Yeah.
What?
Which one is Alexis saying MLS is like the American Kennel Club dog show? Yeah, what? I don't know. Is that disrespectful to me or MLS? Or the Westminster Dog Show, Kennel Club Dog Show. When is Turner leaving? He's on loan. He's leaving soon, actually.
He's leaving, I think, end of June?
Yeah.
He might have one more game for the Revs, or after this international break, I think he... No, because they're going to do like a send-off or whatever.
You think so?
I would hope so. You know, an important player to the team.
We gotta text my guy.
I wanted to point this out. This is I'll show this in a second. But yeah. So actually, let's talk about Tom Boger, and then we'll talk about.
So you did the same thing I did a few minutes ago.
Adam, I want to pull up the tweet.
This is Tom Boger, who we all know, quite possibly the Woj of MLS. Right. You know,
best mustache in. MLS
amazing
media.
Mustache. When he pulls up behind you, you pull over, even if you're not in a car.
Oh, speaking of,
you think he's a cop.
MLS journalist, Charles Bohm. It's his birthday today.
Hey, Charlie B.
Charles Bohm.
He got those Adidas sneakers that go on the bicycle. They have the bicycle clicks in them. You know the pedal?
Yeah. Why? Is there a reason you mentioned that?
Yeah, they just came out. He put them up. They're
okay,
dope.
Okay, all right. Good for him.
Click, click into your little bicycle without having to have the shoes for that and walk around with the clank, clank on the front. Thank you for coming to my Foley artist session today. So this is the first big outbound MLS transfer for the summer. Is Adam Buxa going to RC Longs from the New England Revolution? Next big ones to watch, Tate Castellano, Gaga Slonina, and Kai Wagner. Maybe.
Wagner.
Whatever. You ain't here no more, maybe. Maybe DeJuan Jones. Brenner.
Brenner's an interesting one because he was a huge signing. Came from Brazil. I forgot what team, but obviously went to Cincinnati.
Wasn't he at Cincinnati? Yeah,
he's at Cincinnati. And it just really... Cincinnati's been bad, but I don't think he's really playing many games now.
Justin Freeberg said, bomb, bober, bomb.
He hasn't really been playing many games, and it feels like FC Cincinnati are better without him.
Yeah,
a flop.
Add it to the list of FC Cincinnati
big money move, but it really
that have done nothing.
Didn't work out.
Gaga Slonina is a big one, but he's going to be loaned back. It looks like. Kai Wagner. They're saying it the German way.
Wagner.
Wow, Jesus! I don't know. It's crazy that I know French, but can't say
you
that.
Can. You really lean into the French, but
whatchamacallit. But Tate Castellanos is a big one. So the rumor for a long time was West Ham. It still looks like that might happen. The rumor is that West Ham and him have agreed on personal terms, but I guess they haven't really made an offer.
Oh, I don't know.
Leeds.
Leeds seems to be the one coming in now.
Leeds is the big one.
So, because we saw there were photos of Victor Horta, the Leeds sporting director, I believe, mm-hmm. and he was in New York. There was a photo of him having dinner. But as soon as you see that photo, everybody's like, okay,
he must be. It couldn't be the food. He came to a.
We're out here watching his Instagram stories and making sure, seeing where he's going. So West Ham or Leeds? I mean, Leeds
makes the most sense because they have an American manager, right? So you
does it make the most sense?
It does because he's clearly he likes MLS based talent, right? They just spent $30 million on Brendan Aaronson, right? They have Jack Harrison there, mm-hmm. and he played really well under Jesse Marsh.
They're talking about possibly bringing Tyler Adams.
Tyler Adams would be huge there. He's making himself like a little MLS All-Star team over
there. Right, right. And then Tati there as well, especially since Bamford. We don't know what to expect from Patrick Bamford.
Can he even stay healthy for a full season?
Okay. I mean, geez, are you mad at him?
The guy's just beautiful hair, you know?
He's trying his best. He's trying to stay on the pitch, but Alexis really doesn't have any patience for him.
I'm here to disrespect. No, I'm joking. But the guy's been injured.
He has been. So you don't know what exactly you're going to get from him. Tati Castellanos, I think he'd be a great fit at West Ham, and I think he'd be a great fit at Leeds. I think he would be a better fit at Leeds.
This is MOT Leeds News. This is their title of their article.
Uh-huh.
Leeds United target Valentin Castellanos hailed as twice the player Jack Harrison was at NYCFC.
Okay.
Who hailed him as that?
But you see, who wrote this headline? Alexis Guerreros? This is how Alexis writes our YouTube titles. He's just like, bro, what's going to be the most inflammatory, egregious thing?
100%. And then Christian deletes part of it.
Because I'm like...
But Christian will be like, player plays well. And I'm like, why ain't nobody clicking on that?
I'm just trying to not get sued. Alexis thinks he can say whatever he wants on the internet and nobody will have any problem with
it. Here's what I say. A host of the show hailed as twice the player That's what I'm going to make the title this time.
Okay, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. You know how terrified I am of receiving some sort of legal document?
You're going to get a whole bunch of cease and desist.
Cease and desist, okay?
That's what I said. You got to talk to my lawyer, dog.
So, okay. Look, I mean, it's not that much of a... It's not a crazy statement to make. Tati Castellanos has been one of, obviously, Golden Boot winner. He's been one of the best players in MLS the last like 3-4 years, and he had more experience playing in MLS. But Jack Harrison, from what he's done at Leeds, what he did at Middlesbrough, playing in the Champions, he has so much European experience that it's going to take a while for Tati to adapt. The thing I like about him at Leeds.
Here's the thing though, he has developed really fast at MLS.
Right, but think of his style of play.
He's a very South American style striker.
But he's a fairly small dude. I mean, the dude is strong. Let's not take that away from him. He can hold the ball up. He is gifted in that regard. But as far as playing, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to just. What I do like about him playing at Leeds is, and we see this at NYCFC all the time, Tati is relentless defensively, and this is why.
He'll track back. He'll come up to get the ball,
and he wins aerial duels. It's unbelievable how we stood next to Tati when we did we were practicing Rabonas with him. There's gonna be a couple of Rabonas. He's gonna bring some Rabonas to the Premier League. Okay,
none of them asked. You didn't ask for any of them.
They're not necessary.
No.
But he's not gonna lose the ball when he does them. He's a very, very talented player. So in Leeds, I think as far as the defensive demands of their forwards, this is why I think he'd be a better fit.
So an hour ago, it says reports of have linked Leeds with Tati Castellanos, New York City's Argentine forward. But the YEP, which is the Yorkshire Evening Post, understands he is not currently on the list of top targets. Mm. So it looks like right now, Brendan Aaronson, Rasmus Christensen, which is his teammate at RB Salzburg, and locking up Calvin Phillips, which Calvin Phillips looks like they may lose him.
Yeah, because it looks like a couple other teams want him, right? I heard Manchester City.
Also, Eddie Nketiah, which I honestly think he needs to go to a place like Leeds, but I probably would have a little more confidence in Tati Castellanos for a full season than I would Eddie Nketiah, because we've seen him play.
Right.
A full season.
Okay. Chris Matassa said, Christian may have to bail Alexis out of jail while I'm gone.
Oh, I guess I don't have my brights out here.
Ben Skolnick asked the question, would Walker Zimmerman fare well in the EPL? I think 100% yes.
Yeah, but I think that time's passed. What is he, 27 now?
He would be. Look, Nashville paid him a lot of money to keep him, but I'm sure he's probably had interest in the past. But 2-time MLS Defender of the Year, you see, he's becoming the number one center back for the U.S. Men's National Team.
Watch
if he has
he's
a good
strong.
If he has a good World Cup. If Walker Zimmerman has a good World Cup, he is going to get offers from the Premier League the following year. Or right after the World Cup is over. So
let me look up the salary, because I know he just signed like a new big contract.
Yeah, he has. I think he's getting $1.2 million a year or something like that. He's on obviously designated player contract. And
it's 1.1.
Okay,
guaranteed 1.15. He'll make more than that.
Of course, he'll make more than that. He can make more than that. If
what's 1.15? Divided by 52.
Okay, Alexis. This is important to Alexis for some reason. Go for it.
Divided by 52. We know how much he makes per week. Yeah, he'll make more than $22,000 a week.
That's nothing.
In
chump change.
Premier League. I could see him making 50. 50,000 a week. What's that? Let's do 50.
Well, this is important. Why? Look, Alexis gets mad at me when
2.6. He gets $1 million.
I talk about the standings. She's like, let's talk about how much 40.
This guy wants to be like, this weekend, this team scored this many points against this team.
But this.
Boom.
This.
You mean the shit people looked up already? No one doing the math on how much Walker Zimmerman.
Let's do math.
Oh, you know who's upset right now? Walker Zimmerman's agent and accountant, who are both listening right now.
A nice cold brew says Zim could slot into most championship squads right now. Yeah,
he'd probably make more money in championship,
possibly. But I think he could. Would I take Walker Zimmerman over like Harry Maguire? I would probably take Walker Zimmerman.
Manchester United would take Walker Zimmerman's child over Harry Maguire.
So look,
one of my favorite moments was when we hosted a NYC Footy soccer tournament this weekend, which was a lot of fun.
Right.
Shouts to everyone at NYC Footy. Shouts to everyone at Governor's Island, which, by the way, friends posted that they were on Governor's Island, like right by. They took a photo right by the field. Had no idea I was there.
Oh, wow. That's
how crazy
so
is that? Whatchamacallit? I made a joke and I was like, I was like, by the way, everyone's welcome, blah, 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 except for anyone wearing a Manchester United jersey. And I go, Maguire, I hope he paid you for that jersey. And three or four people just turned around and went. That was one of my favorite moments the whole time. LMAO, not Harry. I want to read this. Elo Stacks put, Castellanos only 23. Wait. What did he put before? Because he was talking about the move from Aaron Long. Oh, yeah. He said West Ham wanted Aaron Long and Rebels cock blocked the move. Then he got injured and that noise quieted down. That noise is completely quieted down. Although that's another player who I can see, even though he's a little bit older. I think he's, 28? I think he's older than Walker Zimmerman, Aaron Long.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Again, we can look this up.
Yeah.
But if he plays well in the World Cup, which I do think them two are going to be our starting. So he's 30. He's 29. I think that's going to be our starting center backs, Aaron Long and Walker Zimmerman. It feels like it because they play well together.
They do. My concern is that Aaron Long, obviously coming back from the injury, he's not playing as well as some of the other center backs on the roster, on the USMNT roster. What are you laughing at?
Crimson Pizza, 1.1 million per year. That's about 4,000 chicken nuggets per week.
Okay. That's the math Alexis appreciates. No, it's interesting. Aaron Long is getting a lot of criticism from USMNT Twitter just because, there's Chris Richards, there's Cameron Carter-Vickers, there's center backs that play in Europe. And generally, the feeling, I think
Cameron Carter-Vickers was on loan at Celtic and played pretty well, but it looks like he's done at, what was he? He's not at Tottenham still. Is he a Fulham player?
I don't know where he's, but these are guys like this.
Did Cameron Carter-Vickers do anything that really like shocked you? I mean, I know he played well this season. I'm not going to do that, but is there anything that tells you, yeah, he should start over an Aaron Long?
No, it's just, I think the base kind of opinion is usually if they're playing in Europe, they're better than the MLS guys, right? So that's generally, so people can't really comprehend that an MLS guy would get an opportunity over a player that's playing in Europe. But sometimes some of these players are not playing that much.
So this is what I was going to say. We saw Sean Johnson stand on his head against Uruguay, and people were saying like, yo, this should be the starter. But the question is, should he? I mean, you've got players that are playing at bigger clubs, playing probably against better competition in training than Sean Johnson is, but they're not getting the game minutes. They're not getting those big game minutes that you need.
Nick Red said, you're wrong, Christian. Aaron Long has been playing outstanding since he came back. I've watched a couple games. I'm not saying that he's been terrible, but he hasn't, because of the injury, he hasn't had as many minutes as some of the other players in Justin Freeberg, MNT.
Just said, yo, y'all hear about this guy, Walker Zimmerman, dude? Crazy good center back. Yo, I'm telling you, man.
And Thomas said, so all I'm saying is that because of the injury, I think there's a little bit of bias from USMNT fans, and I think that's why they think he's not good enough or ready or doesn't deserve the spot. Thomas, 19064, said, Rebel did Long dirty. Remember, speaking of West Ham, I think Aaron Long.
It was West Ham. Yeah.
He was getting interest, and he wanted
like $3.5 million, and they needed a center back for like the rest of the season.
He wanted to leave, and Rebel was just like, no, it's just either it's not enough money, or they didn't want to let him go. And then he tears an ACL. It's just like, that's the worst, bro. Like, yeah. It could have been had a huge payday. He's a bit older. It would have been such a life changing thing.
It would
have
been his chance to go to Europe.
Yeah,
for sure.
And who knows if that's going to happen again? But it does feel like especially with the Miles Robinson injury. I wouldn't say it's Aaron Long's spot to lose, because I still think Chris Richards has a strong opportunity.
A good player.
And it also, the John Brooks situation is absolutely baffling.
He's also, I feel like we've moved on from John Brooks, Timmy Chandler. Like, those guys had their moment.
Well, you know, but then Greg Berhalter should say, we've moved on from, you know, some of the older players.
You can't say that.
Really?
No one has ever said
everybody's,
that about...
Everybody's asking.
But no one's ever said that about Michael Bradley. No one said that about Jozy Altidore. They just haven't been invited back in.
All right.
Can't ever say we've moved on as a nation, because you never know when you're going to need them, you know?
Yeah. Elo Stack said, RBNY said no because they wanted more money. It was late in the window. We couldn't replace him. It's true. He's an important player.
Yeah, but you got to take your win. They did do him wrong. Nick Red said, Baron Bong is outstanding. Who cares what U.S. men's national team Twitter says? Nice Cold Brew said also PK cheated on Shakira with John Brooks. GG Triple G was devastated.
It's going to be a fun international break, because at least there's now it feels like the tone of. With all these MLS players heading over to Europe, it's just, it feels like there's, you know, I like that. What you call it, like European media outlets, like English media outlets are like, who's this guy? Like, now they want to know more. Like, sometimes we get like European podcasts, like football podcasts that are like, hey, we want to know a little bit more about MLS. It's just like, okay.
Why?
Is this a trap?
Yeah. You think I haven't heard this one before? Click on this link and put in your password?
You think I'm going to trust that accent? Never. Yeah. I've been fooled before.
Okay. Pronounce this R-C-L-E-S. Let's see if you're really France. By the way, John Carl Tritt said, Turner stands on his head every game. He's the starter. Yes, but for the next 6 months, he's going to go be a backup.
Right. Yeah, and so this is a good...
Who do you want in a World Cup? Do you want the guy playing at the biggest club, or do you want the guy playing the most minutes?
Chris, I can't hear you. Just say it out loud. Sean Johnson.
She wants Sean Johnson.
Dude, I said this several times already the last...
Well, you know what? I did get the go-go dancer. Sean, come out! Okay. Just the voice of a demon. Yeah, this is Sean Johnson.
Damn. This dancer's 6'8". This is crazy.
Wow. You just broke Christian's head by shaking that ass.
Look, I think there's a possibility that it's Sean Johnson. That's all I'll say. I think after his game against Uruguay, I think those possibilities are a little bit higher. But I expect Matt Turner. I said that yesterday.
All signs are pointing to Matt Turner.
Right.
I think Zach Steffen may be moving on from Manchester City. Wasn't that a rumor for like a little bit?
I mean, yeah. Once we saw what happened in the FA Cup, yeah, the rumor started as soon as he let that ball in.
I think it was, if you read Pep's mouth, if you could read his lips, that's what he said. Gunny crossing the pond, spring transfer rumors all day. Shouts to all of our OG fans who remember the self-hating.
But
gun.
So U.S. men's national team. I want to make sure we talk to. About this, because Robin Tagini brought this up yesterday. Christian Pulisic and his comments after the match against Morocco. He said he was talking to the homie Jillian Sakovic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why make Jillian part of the new? Why bring him into bring her into your drama?
Damn.
Why you gotta do this to me, dog?
Call me Billion Sakovic, bro. I ain't trying to be up.
Jillian Sakovic, she's interviewing him after the game. Obviously 3-0 against Morocco. A great. Something to really be proud of. I thought the U.S. played incredibly well in that game. And his comments are basically like, he was like, hey, you know what? To be honest, I'm a little disappointed with how many Americans are here at the stadium, which is already, it's just... Look, with
there's so many rumors about this guy wearing red hats.
You can't. I mean, we've been. Look, I think for the most part we've been pretty gentle, poking fun.
It's our job. We're making a couple jokes.
Exactly. At Christian Pulisic and stuff like that. And you know, I put out a tweet really criticizing this because I didn't really like that he did this. And so I want to pull up the exact. Comment. So I don't like you know, just get it wrong. But the essentially him. So him saying like there aren't enough Americans here. Like already, that's already you can't say that. Or not that you can't.
I mean, look, you can look. What he really meant was there wasn't enough support for the American team here.
Right.
And that's look. There was empty seats. Some people were saying it's expensive tickets. Blah blah blah.
Right, so
it's a friendly.
So this,
you know,
so this is the interesting thing.
If we're just going to look at it on its for its face value, so it's not wrong.
So people were, so people interpreted
it's stupid. It's not wrong.
People interpreted this in different ways. I took it.
I'm shocked.
I took it as he was criticizing the fans who were not there. Right, it's like when you go when we're doing a stand-up show and there's 12 people here. Are you gonna be mad at?
Well, remember when we did Virginia Beach?
Right,
right. Like that was the worst show of the entire run. The audience, there was not many.
There were many.
Much, there wasn't much.
And the ones that were there,
we had a friend.
Really didn't like Alexis.
Yeah, yeah. There was a woman, by the way, hated the guy before me, but complained about me on the way out because I swore too much. I didn't tell you to bring your stupid kids to the show, lady.
Yeah, calling the kid a stupid kid usually.
She thought it was going to be soccer jokes. And I'm like, you clearly did. You could have just thrown our name into Google. But I remember after the show, that guy interviewed us real quick, and you said there wasn't enough Americans here.
Right.
I was like, wow, Christian, really going for the Southern vote here.
Hey, look, you like my Blue Lives Matter shirt?
He was like, there wasn't enough Americans here. And why do we need to move the statues? It's Christian's heritage, he says.
Hey, sit down. I'm trying to talk to you.
Is the tiki torch too much? Is it blocking my light?
So look, it's a poor choice of words that could be misinterpreted. Interpreted, right?
Right.
So and that's why I get frustrated about it. It's like I know what his intent is, and but if you're
what could he have said though?
He should have said specifically there aren't many U.S. men's national team fans here, which is fine. I mean, I don't even think he needs to say this at all. This is my perspective.
I mean, okay, to play the opposite here, if this is going to sound rough no matter how I say it, but if it was U.S. versus Mexico, you're right to say like, yo, there's a lot of Mexicans here.
Well, yeah, but that's obvious. They say that.
So then you could say there's not enough Americans here.
But okay, so the main thing is when you say there's not enough, or right. it's who? Okay,
he should have just said there were too many empty seats.
Sure,
he would have gotten away with it just fine.
It's just look, the choice of using the word Americans is obviously.
He's talking about men's national team.
We know that.
Odds are the fans are going to be American.
So, but this is the problem: he's a captain of this team.
The baggage he has makes us think. Wait a minute.
But not even that. Forget the baggage.
Is this a dog whistle?
Are we wolfing right now? But that's the problem. It's like, yo, if I obviously have the utmost respect for his game and his journey, and I'm a fan. And I want to. I'm supporting his play. If he is the captain of the U.S. men's national team, what is the leadership role that you want to have?
Elo Stack said, Pulisic still meant McKennie ran through the fam. By the way, I think that rumor has been already debunked. Yeah. And also, shouts to Pulisic's sister, who's announced she's pregnant recently.
Okay, so congrats. You know,
the photo is not Weston McKennie who's holding her belly. It's another person.
Anyway, so
Juan Vargas said, they're hella mechs around here. Shouts to Brush.
So the issue I have is, look, he is the captain.
By the way, Brush, I brought you up on yesterday's show. You should listen to it.
Right. He is the captain of the U.S. men's national team. He is if he wants to be a leader and he's going to show leadership qualities and he wants more people to go to the games. He wants given all the issues, right, where this is like the fifth game in Ohio. This is probably the second or third game in the last couple years in Cincinnati. It is a friendly. Who is he criticizing? To me, I thought he was criticizing the fans. Some people took it as he's criticizing U.S. soccer for the high ticket prices and having more games in Ohio.
I mean, the truth is it's a lose-lose situation for him after right. saying this, because the fans that don't like the fact that there's some suggestions that him and his family lean pretty far to the right, right? Then there's the fans of U.S. soccer who are there any fans of U.S. soccer?
Oh, I'm like the institution?
Yeah, the institution. Then there's U.S. soccer who's like, wait, he's telling we can't sell tickets. And people said, yo, $100 for, Cincinnati on a Wednesday night. Probably not that easy of a ticket to sell. Then there's everyone else who was like, oh, he's saying that there shouldn't be more fans of the other team and blah, blah. Like, he's really in a lose-lose situation here. I kind of feel a little bit for the guy. I'm not saying he's completely clear of any fault here because he said it. And now you got to stand by what you say. If you're going to be a leader and you say some shit like this in an interview, well, this wasn't asked of you.
Yeah, this is why it feels like, look, if you're going to be a leader, then pick your platform, right? If your platform is, yo, let's get people out to games, being like, yo, there's nobody here, is not probably the best way to get people out to games. That's my opinion.
I'm going to disagree with you because look at how much we're all talking about it.
But is it gonna get people to buy a ticket?
He got us all talking about men's soccer.
Sure.
But U.S. men's national
team. It might work. I don't know. But the main thing, to me, it is not a pointless thing, but like it's not the direction I would have gone in to try to galvanize the fan base to be excited.
You just said a couple minutes ago that my thumbnails or my titles for YouTube are too inflammatory. Clearly, you would not have said this.
No, but it's what he said. The problem with it I have was it was vague. He wasn't saying why he thought there weren't many fans he was specifically criticizing.
Nick Redd said, do you really know what his intent was, which is what we're saying here. Like, we can all assume he wasn't trying to be inflammatory or disrespectful to Americans or non-Americans or anything. He was just simply saying there should have been more support here, which is what I think we all hope he meant.
Right, and that's what there's no way I'm going to assume that he's thinking. He's literally saying, right. Like, why the goddamn Americans, there's not enough Americans. I'm not going to assume that. Whether it's true or not, there's no way I'm going to assume.
There's no way we know.
That the U.S. men's national team captain would speak like that publicly. I'm not going to assume that. But my problem with it, especially, look, Wednesday, that game was on Wednesday.
Look, even Chief Footy said he ain't ever going to beat the right-wing allegations, I fear.
So,
look, we could see what you like on Instagram. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if he knows it.
So, it's not that I don't care about it or about that. Overall, to me, he seems like a genuinely good person. That I'll say that. Maybe he has views that he hasn't really shown publicly that maybe people don't agree with. But you know what?
Here's what
he
I'll
also
say.
He's not using his platform to spew out some negativity. So.
That's what I'm saying. He's never been wildly negative. He's been mostly positive. And from the things we've heard, just or seen his interaction with his friends and the people that he commiserates with from the men's national team outside, everything seems like he's a good dude. So all we can do is say like, yo, some of this other stuff has kind of piqued our interest, piqued our interest.
Right. So the reason.
And by the way, OJBF10, did he ever explain himself? No. And also, at this point, U.S. soccer media people have reached out to him and said, don't say anything, but if you do, here's what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to be dumb enough to be like, no, I want to see white people in the stand. That's not what he said. It's like, I'm sorry. Oh, I meant like I want to see white Americans in the stand. He's not going to say any of that.
Thomas said, I think Christian Pulisic was dumb enough to blame the fans and not realize it's actually USSF's fault. I think what it comes down to is he just wanted more US fans there and said what came to mind, I agree.
You guys are saying he's blaming the fan. He never said you fans didn't show up. He said, I'm upset I didn't see enough Americans here.
But
that could mean people didn't do a good enough job of getting more U.S. men's national team fans into the stands. He could have meant that.
He could have, but he also did. He did say, you know, I'm a little disappointed with how many Americans are here. I mean, and he said, but thank you to the ones who are here. We appreciate it. And then, but so he is to me, I interpret it as he is criticizing the people who are not there, the fans themselves, the fan, you know, that didn't want to buy a ticket to this particular game. That is how I took it. If other people didn't take it that way, fine. But the fact that he was so vague about it, it to me is a sign of poor leadership. That's it. Either be clear about it or don't say it at all. That's my perspective. And then
I can't blame you for that thought. I mean, you're not wrong. By the way, Andrew Johnson said, I don't know if I've ever seen Weston or Zach dap him up, so I can't trust him just yet. He's really close friends with Weston.
Yeah, yeah. They're homies.
But I don't know that I've ever seen him dap him up either, so I don't know how much.
So this is, to me, this was, it was a little bit, you know, I was in a kind of sensitive place when he said this because this was on Wednesday, the Uvalde shooting.
Robin Seguini said Hershey is in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The Uvalde shooting was the day before. And it really felt to me tone deaf. Like, bro, you're complaining about this right now. And
that's a good point.
And it's not like, look, I don't know. You know, some people, I made a joke about like, there's no baby formula. Why is he talking about this? And everybody's like, is he supposed to talk about every? I'm not asking him to talk about political issues.
That's what I just say. Yes. Just annoy them even more.
But it just seemed like it really, is this the thing that's on your mind right now? Like, yo, the country is like in a, like traumatized, and the fact that
Nick Red makes a good point. He said, "For what it's worth, I bet all of the Morocco fans were there are Americans too."
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I think it got a lot of Americans.
Yeah, Morocco hadn't played in the U.S. I think in something like 12 years or something, of a long time. So
shouts to Mehdi Bellucci on the staff at NYCFC, played for the Moroccan national team.
So I'm sure they were obviously excited to see their team play, and they went over there. But I just thought it was just a kind of tone deaf time to make this complaint in my opinion, I don't think anybody was thinking about making sure that they went to this game.
And look, we've talked about this multiple times before, but Thomas 1906-4 makes a good point. He says people have Pulisic's politics narrative already decided and will make any extra effort to reinforce with every little thing that happens. And this is his fault. He's gone multiple times where he's done certain things which have riled up certain parts of the fan base and has never really ever clearly stated. So, and not that he has to defend himself in any way, shape, or form, but it's the constant vagueness and the constant never really saying like, hey, this person is a good person or this or I stand here. And again, we're not... players shouldn't have to do this, but if we knew that there were questions about, you know, whether where does Christian stand on gun control, I'd say to him like, hey man, you gotta you could live with it this way. And every time you play the air horn, they're like, oh, he was just cleaning his gun and it went, you know, and he pressed the button by mistake. Or, you know, you could let it go, and maybe this is what Christian Pulisic's sort of team has said, like, hey, man, just don't even answer. You don't have to, and he doesn't. But because of that, this will always be a question, especially for a good core of the fans who want to support him but want to make sure that I'm supporting a good person or a person who agrees with me, you know, and that's their right as well. So it is what it is. It's so funny. Somebody on Twitter said, by the way, I need to bring this out. I forgot who it was, and I don't care to look it up, but he said, the Cooligans are a little too Rachel Maddow for me.
Who said that?
Somebody said this.
That's a compliment.
Right? Well, which, by the way, it's also like, we talk about soccer, dude. But he goes, I like to get my news from Flagrant, and then I like to go to Tim Flagrant, which is a great podcast, Andrew Schulz and Akash Singh, and obviously Alex Media and Marky Gagnon as well. He goes, and then I get my right-leaning news. I get my news from Flagrant and my right-leaning news from Tim Dillon. The everybody you named is not a news source. None of these should be where you get your news, my G. If we are your news source, you fucked up.
Somebody, I saw there was a YouTube comment that said, if you guys want to do comedy, you should do a comedy channel, not a soccer channel. Like, you talk about soccer for 8 minutes and the rest is a comedy show. And I'm like,
yeah,
yeah, that's the show.
You figured it it out. We're a comedy show that respects the game of soccer.
So it already is a comedy channel. So either tune in or don't. It doesn't matter. I hope you enjoy it.
Thomas actually makes a great point here. He said, compared to other central Pennsylvania people, he's probably a liberal. It's a sliding scale. You know, you're right. He's like, look, if graded on a curve, if you would have had those answers that Christian put in his school, in my high school, he would have been an A-plus student, you know?
So, look, man, it was just, I think it was a, look, he's a young guy, and I don't expect him to have fully fleshed out ideas. I think he's still...
It's not important, but this also isn't going away. Every time he says something or does something, people start to pull at it and suggest, oh, he's coming from it, he's coming at that from this angle.
Yeah.
And we're not benign to that either. We're doing the same thing, because when he says something, we're always like, yeah, but what do you mean by that? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Look, Christian Pulisic obviously is the face of the U.S. men's national team. He's one of the most popular, popular footballers probably in the world. Like, a lot of people know who he is.
Right.
And he's obviously playing for Chelsea, playing in England.
Nick Ritz said, just wait to see how little soccer will be on the show while Christian is on his honeymoon. CNN, Cooligans News Network, said Thomas. I just laugh at the fact that they're like, oh, I don't know, man. I like to get my news from Flagrant. And then, bro, you messed up. You messed up thinking we were news.
So, he's a young guy. He is, but if he is going to be the captain of the U.S. men's national team, and he's going to talk about this stuff, like, there's no way U.S. soccer is asking him, yo, try to sell some tickets, you know, like a bringer show. Like,
no, but you know what? I do think if I'm right, and his aim or his intent wasn't aimed at the U.S. soccer fans, but instead aimed at U.S. soccer, probably the only way he really could say something like this without doing it in a sort of a back office meeting or whatever, which really isn't his place, and they probably would have reminded him that, by putting this conversation into the whole universe of this sort of conversation, I think what he's doing is saying, shame on you. You should have done a better job of selling tickets. I hope maybe the tone was meant to be, tickets are too expensive for these games. And look, there's not enough Americans here. There's not enough people that got to come to these games. Whatever the case in point. That's what I hope, because I agree with that. I think the tickets are way too expensive for these games. And yo, if you want the place packed out, and if you want people rooting for the home team, which you want to set a good home field advantage, and you want to start getting this team prepared for what they might be facing against when they go into these World Cup matches, maybe do a better job of getting more asses in the seats, which is what your job is.
But what would be the move? I would say follow the U.S. women's national team model, right? They excite the fan base. They lean into political issues. They know who their audience is. I'm not saying that they have to do the same thing, that the men's team has to do the same thing, but
you're talking about the players.
The players. I'm saying if look at the Rapinos of the world, like, how do they sell so many tickets? Why are they such huge figures? Because they connect with an audience, and people see themselves in these players.
Yeah, I get that, and we've talked about this before. Women's national team players, women's players, for the most part, just have better personalities on our show. You know, they do a better job, I think, in the media, and they do a better job of drawing interest and engagement just across the board, whether they're national team players or not. But I also don't think that really shouldn't be his worry, and that shouldn't be his job.
But
his job shouldn't be to be, you know, to sort of trumpet the cause of the national team. His job is to play well. You know what I mean? I don't disagree with you.
So that's why he shouldn't say anything.
He was asked. Look, he was. He. Someone put a microphone in his face.
Jillian Tagovitz.
Billion Bakovitz, bro. You ruined it all.
Trish Murphy said, but the women's national team is the best in the world. That's
another thing, too. Like, if you want to sell more seats, you got to win.
But also, and they are the best in the world.
And look, what happens when England gets knocked out of the group because it's USA and Wales, 1 and 2?
But
that's going to sell some tickets.
I just think it's the way he decided to make this criticism, in whether how vague it was or not. Imagine an NWSL player said, or a U.S. women's national team player at a game said, oh, you know, I wish there were more Americans here, or I wish there were more U.S. women's national team.
Where? Outside the stadium, the place is packed.
No, or even at an NWSL game that, you know, they don't all sell out in every market.
No,
but to make the complaint of like, oh, why aren't there more people here? Like, that isn't, that's all I'm saying is that that isn't the move that's going to get people excited about going to a game.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong there, but I do think it seems unfortunate that, you know, and I think I don't want us to ever slide into that, like, England media, you know, sort of thing where like they just completely, I mean, they're talking about getting rid of Gareth Southgate now. I mean, they're just completely eating apart this team. It's like every little mistake they make, and I'm not saying that we should just be supporting them for no reason, but I don't ever want to get to that point where we're just nitpicking at every single, because then it's like, why then I don't ever do another interview again after the game. You know?
I mean, this isn't nitpicking at all.
I think it's a little bit.
I don't think so at all. I don't think so. I think it was
It was an ill-timed tackle.
It wasn't necessary.
He pulled a shaka.
It wasn't necessary. And then given everything that was going on, especially that week, bro, it was, I just don't see any point. I'm just saying, if he's Andrew Johnson mentioned, you know, he's 23. He's not that young anymore. 23 to me, he's still, you know, obviously he's legally an adult, but I'm just saying, when he's 26, 27, I think he'll have a better better grasp of who he is as a person and what values he holds.
He's not the captain. Tyler Adams is the captain of the team, he said.
Oh, really? Oh, but okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe in that particular game, but Pulisic has been the captain very often. Yeah, whatever. He's
also called Captain America.
Yeah. He is, man. Without a doubt.
Also, I want to just say one thing about Christian Pulisic. Rory Jennings on the kickoff said he's talking about how Christian Pulisic's dad has gotten on Twitter and like, or on Instagram and like tried to call out Chelsea for how they treated his son. And he goes, maybe if your son knew how to kick ball, maybe that would be, let's relax.
But helped you win a Champions League.
My guy helped you lift a trophy, the biggest trophy in Europe. Wow. And now all of a sudden he can't play the game.
Oh, look at this. Andrew Johnson said Michael Bradley complained about attendance once at a Crew game and Columbus fans boo him to this day.
Just not enough fans booed him. That's the problem.
A nice corporate said the documentary in 20 years about the real vibe in this USMNT locker room will be wild.
Yeah, there is. You know, the players do seem to get along, but there's a lot that I feel like we don't know, which is going to be tough to find out.
I mean, that's.
How about this? If you like what Christian Pulisic said, hit the like button. If you hate what he said, hit the like button.
Okay, we'll divvy up.
Yeah. Don't worry. There's a whole screen that shows us
our algorithms.
How you felt. You know, don't worry about it.
But no, man. Yeah, look. I you know, that's how I feel about it. Look, I don't think he's a bad dude or a bad person. I just think he's young. I think he's, you know, he wants what we all want. We want packed stadiums for whether it's in a competitive match, whether it's a friendly.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed American. No.
No, because you see, you know, when you see games in especially every game he plays in his professional career is absolutely, I mean, you can't get a ticket for it, right? It's like it's impossible to fit any more people in the stadiums. He is.
Who?
Pulisic. He plays for Chelsea. He plays in Champions League. His every single game.
They weren't even allowed to sell tickets. That's how hot of a ticket it is, bro.
Every single game he plays in is absolutely packed. And when you see these international stadiums, whether it's a friendly in France, in Argentina, wherever, it's packed. And he wants the same thing we all want. We want that same passion for the game. All I'm saying is that by criticizing the fans who are not there, which is how I interpreted it, that's not the way to do it.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
There's other ways. Okay. Anything else before we wrap up? Before I say goodbye for 2 weeks. The next episode I'll be back on is, I believe, is June 27th. I'll be getting married this Sunday. And
what do you hope happens in the next 2 weeks here on the show? And what's your biggest fear?
Well, my biggest fear is that the shows just don't happen at all, right? Don't wake up, or the technical issue, or something.
At the very least, it'll be me yelling into my laptop camera. There will be a show.
I'm not worried about anything. I mean, what?
You have no fear?
I mean, that is my only fear.
What's your biggest hope? Like, what do you think? What is your best case scenario?
That you have competent shows where you actually stay on some sort of point or theme or message.
Yeah, you might not be getting that, Chief. how much did it cost to get Nani to fill in? Felicidades, Christian, says Robin Zagini.
Gracias.
We give him all the benefit of the doubt because he's Pulisic. We know damn well what he mean. Too many Moroccan fans, as if many of those fans weren't American. It's a bit tone deaf if you ask me, Julio Nunez. Or Nunez, it's probably Nunez because, Google don't want to give it a little enye.
Actually,
Alexis, what would you do if you ran the USMNT Twitter account? Oh, no. get fired the second day. YouTube strike incoming. No fear, just like the T-shirts. Congrats, Christian. Where can we find y'all's registry?
Oh, that's very sweet. It's on Zola. If you just look up my name, Christian Polanco, and just...
Wasn't that the player who played for Chelsea?
Zola, yeah. but yeah, Z-O-L-A is the site. If you just look up my name, you'll find it. But thank you for any gifts. Yes,
we have some new co-hosts lined up.
You say new co-hosts like I'm gonna be replaced?
No. Guest co-host.
Guest co-host.
Yeah. Well, maybe new. Who knows? Maybe it just pops. Maybe it clicks. And I'm like, he ain't come back from that honeymoon. Next 2 weeks is gonna be Alexis eating on camera and yelling about transfer. that actually might be happening. I thought about doing one of the episodes alone. Just to see what that's like.
I mean, I don't recommend it.
just me yelling into the ether with the chat. That might be dope. Speaking of the big announcement, pretty soon we will be able to reveal publicly what the big announcement was. I know some of you saw me post about it on my social media. But the first to know will be Gully Squad. So shouts to everyone in Gully Squad. You'll be the first to know. Just please don't tell anybody.
Yeah, well...
Because contractually, we might not be able to, continue to do what we're doing.
We'll say it after we're done on this live broadcast. So go check the Gully Squad Slack channel. Join the Patreon if you haven't yet. patreon.com/soccercooligans.
Robin Zagini said she just found it. Oh, never mind. Zola sounds like a prescription meds for IBS. Silhouettes Rock. I haven't seen Silhouettes Rock in here in a minute. Shouts to Silhouettes
Rock.
It's
been a minute, yeah.
100 fruit bowls ordered off your register. You should have put a fruit bowl on there.
I should have put a fruit bowl, but I did not. I mean, yeah.
Do you think Dax will get you a gift?
I mean, he should. He owes me one.
Disrespectful if he doesn't. I'll never forget how much I paid for shipping for that damn fruit bowl. When is pretty soon? Right after the show, Gully Squad will find out. But we're not sure when we could publicly state it. But it may be announced at some point soon.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. The big announcement, Elo site, big announcement. Alexis had a sex change and is pregnant with PK's baby.
I don't think that can happen, but.
Yo, modern medicine these days.
Imagine if I'm the reason you're no longer with Shakira. Wow.
Trish Murphy said, don't mix your fruit. It will ripen faster, which, wow, I didn't realize.
That is true.
You could, what is this? Just promoting segregation.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm here to mix the fruits.
Hey, listen, Belicious could handle it. Could you? A PR rep here.
I cannot believe these statements are being made in our chat.
He's like, there's not enough Americans here. Make everyone else walk in through the small door. congrats, Christian. Enjoy the wedding. There's a lot of congrats. Really proud of you, man. Since we started, you've been in this relationship.
Yeah.
You've done your thing, and you actually proposed, which... Everyone who knows you, wildly shocked.
No, I don't think. I mean,
no. Listen, we've all talked about it. We were all like, "Can you believe this actually happened?" But you're going through with it. And this is dope.
Right. Wow, what an inspiring.
And you asked me to say something at your wedding, so get ready for more of that.
Just it's all gonna be, man. I can't believe you actually did this, dude.
Wow, dude, you're still here. Awesome. Should I run over here and give him a distraction so you run out that door? There's not enough apples in this bowl. Never leave bananas and avocado together unless you're setting up a funny pig.
Right, yeah. That's always fun. That's always fun.
You guys are so stupid. I love it. Is Nutmeg the ring bearer? Oh, Nutmeg's not going to be a part of your wedding, right?
No, he's going to be in the photos, but it's too long of a day to have him around.
He's not going to be at the reception, right?
No, he's not going to be at the reception. Okay. Everybody, thank you so much for all the support. Thank you for all the kind words about the wedding.
That's right. If you want to get Christian a gift, don't have any money in your pocket, that's fine. Just hit the subscribe button to our YouTube channel.
That's my wedding gift. Please hit the subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast.
And you know what? I will be, someone asked if we're going to get any wedding clips. We're not going to have like a Cooligan's videographer there. I have a feeling your fiance would be very upset.
But actually, the videographer is a guy who worked with NYCFC. Remember the 24-hour game?
Yes.
Derek, he's an NYCFC fan.
Right.
He is the videographer, and he's an amazing videographer.
What does that have to do with them getting clips?
I'm saying he's going to make a video.
Your wedding video. That's not for social media. That's your wedding video.
But you put the wedding video on social media.
But it's not like clips for our YouTube. It's not going to be like me interrupting you or something. It's going to be like a beautiful video of you and your wife dancing.
Why can't that go on the Cooligan's YouTube channel?
It's not going on the Cooligan's YouTube channel.
Would you watch it?
No, maybe. It'll go on our Patreon at best. I won't even post it. You'll have to find it somehow yourself. No, but I will be, I'll be manning the Cooligan's Instagram account, so you can follow us there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Get a couple stories.
Stuff was going on with the wedding. Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right.
Well, maybe I'll do like a little like a review of the food, because I know that's been a big question by me.
Just don't be too. Helene's gonna watch it.
Oh, 100%.
All right. So be gentle.
You know, look, she's a nutritionist and my arch nemesis. So we'll see. We'll see how the food turned out.
Okay. Robin Seguini said yes, I would watch that wedding video. Okay.
Yeah. Person.
It'll be a dope video. It's going on all the cool. It's gonna be monetized. Yeah. All right.
I'll make the title.
It's gonna be.
Are there not enough Americans at this wedding?
Okay. It's gonna be a very problematic wedding video. All right. We want views, engagement.
Uh huh.
All right. For some reason, in the title, Messi and Ronaldo are gonna be in it. Did Messi and Ronaldo go to Christian Polanco's wedding?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Who are they? Not the goats of this wedding?
It's gonna get views, bro.
Bro, we out here for them views and likes.
Justin Freeper said Ashton Harris gonna be the officiant. I wish they could go. I think they might have a game that day. But
yeah, boo.
But seriously, thank you so much for seriously all the wedding gifts, all the kind words, and just everybody here hanging out with us on YouTube. Obviously, I'm getting married this weekend, but like we said, we have really big news. It's going to be a really fun rest of 2022.
It's going to be a wild ride after you get back from your wedding.
Right.
You're going to have to clean up all the mess I made, and then two, this announcement.
Why is everything wet?
Don't touch your cushion.
What is it, a slip and fall?
Oh man, why does everything smell like Clorox?
Seriously, thank you so much.
Nice go, Bruce. How many ad breaks will be in the wedding?
Absolutely grateful. Stay tuned. Join the Patreon.
He loves stacks. Christian's gonna have a bunch of Dominicans playing dominoes on the back table. I hope one of your uncles or cousins brings dominoes.
No, who brings dominoes to a wedding?
Your people.
Ridiculous. All right.
There's gonna be a bottle of Brugal on the table.
We are Dominicans of class.
Oh yeah.
Enough of this nonsense.
Oh, dude, you'll see it on the Instagram. Maybe I'll bring dominoes.
The pizza?
No. Actual dominoes.
Seriously. All right. I will be back in 2 weeks. Give Alexis a break with any technical stuff if there's any issues whatsoever.
Yeah. We may be starting pretty late.
But we're going to have some guest co-hosts in these next 2 weeks. So it'll be fun. Obviously, when Alexis was away, I had some guest co-hosts with me and we had a great time. So go and tune in and support.
Juan Vargas said, "El morenito sabrosón se nos casa."
That's very sweet. It's not like my mom.
That was your radio Spanish radio host name. Remember
was
coming
it?
Up with yeah.
What was yours?
A gran pizza or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Big pizza or something? Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, thank you, everybody.
Alexis featuring 10 billion lines. Could they overtake me is the question.
Y'all the absolute best, man. I'm excited to get to this point in my life and my career.
Huge.
And
you guys have been here for the whole ride, so thank you.
Right. You've heard all the nutritionist jokes. You've heard it all.
It's only going to continue now that she is your wife.
So a lot to look forward to. So thank you everybody for tuning in and joining us again. As always, shout out to The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant for hosting us again. We're here every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, live on YouTube. If you ever want to see a comedy show, come out to The Stand. If you're in New York, come through. Seriously, it's one of the best clubs in the city.
Incredible food if you just want to come
and the food
eat.
Is, even if you're not here to see a show, the food is unbelievable. It's honestly better than a lot of the restaurants in the city as well. So y'all the absolute best. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I come back. Mr. Polanco.
Silhouettes Rock said, I thought y'all's radio show was name was El Gordo de la Flaca. That is too good.
A classic.
Great reference.
Great show.
Good God.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you. Peace.